866-4867.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Back inside Capital Credit Union Park, Rafters and the Rockers just set. They're about 4 minutes away. So they introduced the Rafters starting lineup and the Rockers getting introduced now. But the question can the Rafters find a way to steal a game in Green Bay? You take it back to May the 31st, where the Rafters were up in extra innings 4-2 here in Green Bay. And then, well, it happened. And Andrew Harris, two-run shot in the bottom of the 10th to tie the game at 4-4, and then JoJo Jackson had a sac fly, which allowed a runner to get home. So it was a gut-punching loss for the Rafters as they lost that game 5-4. But since then, after that, they went back into Wisconsin Rapids, and they lost 8-2, and the Rafters had to find a way to, you know, get their momentum against a Green Bay team. Well, they took two off of Green Bay back in June the 8th and June the 9th. They swept them that series and won 9-4 here, where they were down 4-1 in that series. Since then, the Rafters, well, they were down 4-1 in the game, and then they found a way, eight straight runs in that game. It was an absolute onslaught of runs here in Green Bay. And then after that, they came back home, and the Rafters were able to take a 5-3 victory. So 2-2 is the series. Rafters 11-10 on the year, so looking to find a way to get the first game. It's a long day. It's going to be a hot day, and Raptors are going to be tested both physically and mentally, because this is a Green Bay team that's playing with all the confidence right now, and how could they not be? Obviously winning eight of their last nine, 14-8, first in the Great Lakes West Division, and they're just playing their best baseball. They lead the Great Lakes West Division by two games at least. You got Green Bay 14-8, the Mallards and the Woodchucks, each two games back with a 12-10 record, and the Rafters 11-10, and they are 2.5 games back of Green Bay. But you got to look to find a way to win that. So Kalen Graham obviously going to be getting the start on the mound, a product from North Central Texas College. He's from Keller, Texas, so he's a guy that's been in these situations before. He's had four games appeared in with 10 innings pitched, allowing seven hits, five runs. He's had five walks, but he's had 13 strikeouts, so he's a guy that stands tall at 6'5". He's allowed 10 hits and three earned runs. Back was North Central Texas College earlier this year. He also had 10 innings pitched with them, with also 13 strikeouts. So Kalen Graham, a 1.8 ERA, wasn't in the active lineup the past two games, but has since been brought active for this series. So Kalen Graham, the product from Keller, Texas, and the right-hander on the mound. But the Rafters will be batting first, so they're going to have Gallison, Basir, and Bobo due up. So Anthony Gallison, who got an RBI in the game before last against Wausau, he'll be against Kevon Ebron. So Kevon Ebron out of Pacific Grove, California, in the Cal State Monterey Bay products. He's allowed 6 hits so far with 3 runs and 5 strikeouts, a 5.4 ERA. So the Raptors have to look to get early and get after it, because Anthony Gallison, a guy that has had success here, when his first game he appeared in was here in this park at Capital Credit Union Park. He had 2 runs and also had a 3 RBI day. So he's known this park. He knows this field. So Gallison will be the one to lead off. There are a ton of kids in attendance from all different camps, schools, and around. They are surrounding the stands, and that's great to see. The opposing broadcaster told me that they're at around 1,500 to 1,400 tickets sold here for today, and that's always great to see. So the Raptors playing in front of a lively crowd here at Capital Credit Union Park. So Ebron, the start on the mound, Jack Coleman at catcher, Mateo Matthews at first, Blake Wilson at second, Austin Folley at third, Cooper Kelly at short, West at left, Kendall Ewell at center, and JoJo Jackson at right. So Anthony Gallison will be stepping in the right-handed batter's box. He's at 8 hits on 30 at-bats with 6 RBIs and 4 runs. So Gallison takes the first pitch right down the plate for a strike, 0-1. So batting a 267, the outfielder from Coastal Carolina. Setting and serving is Ebron, finding the right edge of the zone. He's ahead in the count, 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Anthony Gallison down on the count early. Ebron comes set and serves the 0-2. As Gallison swings and flies the ball right towards the left field side and gets on base. So Gallison will take first. And that's a leadoff hit for the Raptors. And Anthony Gallison is called upon. First hit of the game belongs to the Coastal Carolina products. So Gallison at first, and that's exactly what the doctor ordered. Gallison has already played in this park, knows this park very well, as Basir swings and misses on the inside for a strike, 0-1. He leads the team in batting average, batting a .343, 10 runs and 10 RBIs. So Jack Basir, the DH. Ebron will come set. Gallison stands at first. So the left-hander of Kevon Ebron, the 0-1 outside edge for a ball, 1-1. Jack Basir, 1 home run, and the Pepperdine product from Pleasanton, California. 1-1 count. Gallison at first, down low, and drops in the glove of Holman for a ball, 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. A leadoff hit for Anthony Gallison. The 2-1 comes in as that goes back. A wild pitch. Gallison runs and slides headfirst into second. So that allows Anthony Gallison to get second in a 3-1 count on Jack Basir. Runner in scoring position already. Top of the first. .3-1 count. Gallison stands at second. The 3-1 comes in. Swing and a miss on the inside for strike 3-2. So full count. Raptors with 1 hit already. Three balls, 2 strikes. The count runs full. The 3-2 comes out on the right edge for ball number 4. So scoring two runners on base, excuse me. One runner in scoring position here in the top of the first. Brendan Bobo is due up. So Bobo, a 3-run shot yesterday. He started to come into his own. 5 hits on 26 at-bats, batting a .192. He started the season with 2 hits on 17 at-bats as the first pitch comes down low, bounces into the glove of Holman for a ball, 1-0. So Bobo, the team MVP last year, led the league in home runs with 17. He acquired his first last night as the 1-0. Down low for a ball 2-0. So nobody down. Basir at first, Gallison at second. 2-0 count. The 2-0 comes in. Bobo swings and flies the ball to deep right field. This ball's heading back. This one's gone. Brendan Bobo, a three-run shot, just as he did yesterday, and does it once again today. Bobo back-to-back home runs, and the Rafters a three-run lead. They go up 3-0, and Brendan Bobo, here comes the Cal State Fullerton products. Would you look at that? Just as he did yesterday, and does it as his first at bat today. Rafters lead 3-0, top of the first. What about it? Brendan Bobo struggled to start the season. Something happened yesterday after that three-run shot he hit, and then once again today, back-to-back days with a home run. Rafters lead 3-0. Garrett Broussard's up. Nobody down here in the top of the first. First pitch comes in. Outside for a ball. 1-0. But what about that? Ebron comes set to 1-0. Broussard swings and flies the ball to deep center field. Ewell's running after. Reaches out and drops the ball in his glove. Broussard rounding first, heading for second. And Broussard gets the second, and the Rafters lead 3-0. That's the second hit. An error there from the center fielder of Kendall Ewell. What a start here at top of the first. Broussard gets an error, gets to second off of an error from Kendall Ewell. So now this brings up Jack Gurevich. He's batting a 282. Ebron comes in. Serves in for a ball 1-0. Early 3-0 lead for the Rats. Top of the one. Nobody down. Ebron comes set. Serves the 1-0. Gurevich flies the ball back on the left side. Out of play. 1-1. One ball, one strike. As the 1-1 finds the edge of the zone for a strike, 1-2. So Broussard stands at second. One-two count. Ebron will come set. He looks over at Broussard. The 1-2 down low bounces into the chest of Holman for a ball 2-2. Brendan Bobo, how about it? Three-run shot yesterday, and then does it once again today. The 2-2, Gurevich flies the ball out on the left field side. Two balls, two strikes. The 2-2 down low into the ball. 3-2 count, full count. With nobody down, Broussard stands at second. Rafters up 3-0, and they have two hits. The full count, Gurevich flies the ball out into short. And Cooper Kelly runs out and makes the grab for one down. So Logan Hugo is due up, who's had 10 hits on 49 at-bats, batting a 204 with six runs. But Bobo, you can't express it enough. He just kept flying out and popping out on all of his at-bats. He had two hits on 17 at-bats, and the two hits he had, he just barely got the first. Yes, the day before yesterday, he goes 2-for-5. Yesterday, he hits a three-run home run. And then today, on his first at-bat, also hits a three-run shot. I think it's safe to say that Brendan Bobo has arrived. First pitch comes in inside for a ball, so Broussard stands at second. One down, a 1-0 count. The 1-0 from Ebron as Gervich flies it off the top of his bat. 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Broussard at second. The 1-1. Upstairs and away for a ball, 2-1. So Green Bay coming into today red hot, winning 8 of their past 9. And now they find themselves down 3-0. And the first isn't even over yet. Broussard at second, the 2-1. Swing and a fly ball into the left fielder of Kyle West. Reaches out and makes a grab. Two down. This brings up Chris Conniff. Batting a 260 with 13 hits. 5 RBIs on 50 at-bats. So the trustworthy second baseman who's played short, and he's played second. And now here today, he's slotted in at second. He's had 9 runs as well. So Broussard remains at second, 2 down, top of the first. Ebron comes set and finds his own for a strike, 0-1. No balls, 1 strike, 2 down. Ebron will look over at second, and Broussard gets back to second as Ebron was possibly going to look to throw Broussard out, but Broussard gets back towards second. No balls, a strike with 2 down. The 0-1 comes in as a swing and a popped up ball that pulls into the left field side, out of play, 0-2. Top of the first, Rafters lead 3-0 right now as Conniff, the Wagner College guy, 0-2 count with 2 down. Rocker's just looking to get out of this inning. Ebron fires in the 0-2 as Conniff tips a ball out on the backside, out of play. Count remains at 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. The 0-2. Conniff once again fouls it off on the backside. The 2 hits have come. Anthony Gallison led off with a leadoff single. Grounded a ball in between second and third. Basir was walked. I put Gallison on second, Basir on first, and then Brendan Bobo, a 3-run shot. That's the 2 hits, and that's where the 3 runs come from. The 0-2 comes in, swinging a shallow ground ball that pulls away out on the first baseline. So Conniff doing well to work the count, stay alive. Not going away so easily. No balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. Conniff backs away from the left-handed batter's box. Resets and steps in. Broussard at second. The 0-2 comes in on a breaking ball upstairs out of the zone for a ball, 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. The 1-2, Conniff swings and pops up a ball into shallow left center, and running under it and making the grab is Kyle West for the third out. Not before the Rafters get 3 runs as we head to the bottom of the first. Rafters 3, Rockers 0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app. Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit EdwardJones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
To the bottom of the first we go. Glad you're with us here on WFHR. Well, the Rafters lead 3-0. It was Brendan Bobo once again hits a three-run shot to right field, and that's where we stand. Rafters, two hits in the top of the first with three runs. The Rockers also committed an error, so Kalen Graham will step on the mound for the Rats. Graham on the mound, Haligso at catcher, Gervich at first, Conniff at second, Degatti at third, and Garrett Broussard at short. Gallison at left, Hugo at center, and Brendan Bobo at right. So Graham will come set on Cooper Kelly, batting a 271 with nine RBIs. As he fires in the first pitch, swing and a miss on the outside. Four strike, 0-1. Graham with 13 strikeouts so far. I'm going to have a big day once again as he fires in once again, swing and a miss on the inside. Then nick the top of the bat into the glove of Haligso for the second strike, 0-2. Kelly out of the University of Kansas from Overland Park, Kansas, and the rising sophomore with nine RBIs as the 0-2 comes in a little bit low. For a ball, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Graham ahead in the count. Sets, winds, and serves. The 1-2 swing and a fly ball into shallow center field. Running after it is the center fielder Logan Hugo for an easy grab, one down. So Rafters get an out, and this brings up Kyle West, transferring to West Virginia. Originally played for the University of Charleston, but he's hitting the Power 5 in the Big 12 for West Virginia. So he's from Hedgesville, West Virginia, and he's a guy that has been one of those guys for the Rockers this season. 15 RBIs, four home runs, batting a .333. So Kyle West, seen him at third base and at first, so he's slotted in at left field today. One down, Graham sets in and fires, clips the right edge for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike, one down. Graham once again fires in the 0-1, swing and a miss inside. So Kalen Graham has done well in the past two batters to get ahead in the count. Now it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Graham fires in the 0-2, swing and a fly ball that pulls away on the left field side. Running back is catching it, is making the grab, is Anthony Gallison for two down. So two flyouts result in two straight outs. As this brings up Carlos Hernandez, the DH from Anderson University, batting a .301. He's also had 15 RBIs as well. Four guys for the Rockers in this starting lineup have had at least 11 RBIs or more. So no doubt this team knows how to swing the bat. As Graham sets in, as that goes, a line drive right into Graham, reaches out to his left, makes an easy grab, and the Raptors have a 3-up and 3-down inning as they still lead 3-0 as we head to the top of the second here on WFH.
Wisconsin River Orthopedics of Wisconsin Rapids features the area's only open MRI unit. What does this mean to you? If you are claustrophobic or if you're big or overweight, you'll love this open MRI. If you are nervous about loud noises and other MRIs, you'll appreciate this open MRI. Plus, they feature board-certified musculoskeletal radiologists to read your images. If you need MRI, ask for open MRI at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Go to WROinstitute.com or call 424-8255. 1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Apple pie, fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your business benefit from reaching hundreds of thousands of radio listeners? Show your American pride by helping sponsor radio promos, celebrating Independence Day, listing safe fireworks displays, and honoring military veterans. If your business would like to be involved, email your name and phone number to info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
The top of the second we go, and Ebron's day has already ended after one inning of work, giving up 3 runs and 2 hits. So this brings out the Arkansas product, Cooper Dossett. And a Springdale, Arkansas, he's had a 1-1 record with a save. He's only appeared in 3 games, though. 6 innings pitched, allowing 4 hits a run, and he's had 7 strikeouts. So the guy that plays in the SEC, so Dossett, will step on the mound. So Ebron, his day cut short. So Dossett's appeared against Kenosha, Kokomo, and Battle Creek, all 3 teams that are in the Great Lakes East Division. So he hasn't faced anybody in the Great Lakes West. So Hogan Holigzo is due up. So the Creighton guy batting a .333. He's only had 6 at-bats, though, but he's had 2 hits on those 6 at-bats. He's had 2 strikeouts. So first pitch comes in as Holigzo tips one off on the backside. So Dossett out of the University of Arkansas playing his collegiate ball in the SEC. No balls, a strike. As Dossett will set and fire. Swing and a miss upstairs. For the second strike, 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. As Hogan Holigzo to lead off here in the top of the second. Brendan Bobo, 3-run shot. And that's where we stand. The 0-2 comes inside and nicks the shoulder of Holigzo, which will allow him to take first. So a great start for the Raptors, as once again, a guy getting on base to lead off. So Jorge Degani is due up. Holigzo at first. And now Degani due up. And his first pitch comes in. Inside for a ball. Well, excuse me, a strike, 0-1. So Degani, out of Indiana, 4 hits on 16 at-bats. He's batting a .250. No balls, a strike. Standing at first is Holigzo. The 0-1, upstairs, outside for a ball, 1-1. So Degatti, a 1-1 count. The native of Miami, Florida. Dossett, the 1-1. Degatti flies the ball out on the right field side, out of play. 1-2.
Hey, there's another foul ball brought to you by
So a ball and two strikes. Nobody down here in the top of the second. Alixo at first. Dossett looks over. Fires in the 1-2, up and away for a ball, 2-2. So Degatti working the count. Indiana guy, previously attended the University of Florida in the SEC. Appeared in 9 games with the Gators. As a 2-2. Swing and the ground ball over to Kelly at short. Throws it at second. The flip over to first is not in time. An error. Kelly flips it over to Wilson at second. He does not get it over to first on a wild throw. So Alixo gets out at second and Degatti at first. So we return to the top of the order. Anthony Gallison is due up. Was hit by pitch. Well, excuse me. Got on base on his last at bat. So batting a 267. Dossett looks over. First pitch comes in as Gallison swings in a ground ball over to Kelly at second. Wilson gets it and flips it over to first and gets a double play. A 6-4-3 double play for the Rockers. And the Raptors come up empty, but they still lead 3-0 as we head to the bottom of the second here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Highs around 87 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 59, tonight mainly clear. High of 89, tomorrow a blend of clouds and sun. Upper 80s, Friday, low 90s, Saturday, with a chance for scattered storms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 83.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Back inside Capital Credit Union Park on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Joey Freer with you here on WFHR. So the Raptors lead 3-0. They're able to have a 3-up and 3-down inning in the bottom of the first. But here in the second, as Graham sets in and throws in for a ball, 1-0. So Jack Coleman all the way from UCLA, from Wrightswood, California, batting a 250. Plays his collegiate ball in the Pac-12 for the Bruins as Graham fires in as Holman pops away out on the left side, 1-1. Raptors have done well to slow down the Rockers so far through one, but here in the bottom of the second, no hits so far. As Jack Holman, the catcher, swings and pops up a ball out on the left field side, pulling away as coming under it is Gallison, who reaches out, makes an easy grab for one down. So that brings up JoJo Jackson, the right fielder. So that's 17 RBIs. Definitely a fan favorite around here. So a Georgia State guy from Atlanta, Georgia. Batting a 300. So the left-hander, JoJo Jackson, will come set. Graham fires in. And upstairs and away, out for a ball. 1-0. Jackson was, well, the hero, you could say, in the first meeting between these two. He had a sac fly RBI to left field, which allowed a runner to score as the 1-0 outside for a ball, 2-0. Had that sac fly RBI and allowed a runner to score and walked it off in the bottom of the 10th. A heartbreaking loss for the Rafters. That was a while ago, and they lead 3-0 as the 2-0. Swing and a miss on the inside for a strike, 2-1. Two balls a strike, one down. Rafters three runs and two hits. They also have not committed an error yet. You hope that stays the way it can as the 2-1 out and away for a ball, 3-1. 3-1 count, one down. Kalen Graham has not thrown a strikeout yet today. As he fires in the 3-1, Jackson swings and flies a ball into center field. Reaching out and making an easy grab is Logan Hugo for two down. So a lot of flyouts we've seen so far. That's the fourth flyout. Rockers making contact, just not able to find any green space. As Kendall Yule, out of the University of Kentucky, from Calumet City, Illinois, and the rising redshirt senior. Batting a 286 as he swings and the misses on the outside for a strike. He's at an RBI, no home runs. We've seen Bobo hit a home run here today. Last time these two teams played here, Kyle West swinging a ball popped on the left side out of play. But we've seen Kyle West last time these two teams played here. He hit the almost exact same shot. Left-handed batter who slammed a ball into right field. And that's the advantage here. You know, if you're a left-hander and you can come across the ball, you know, right field is not that far compared to where left field is. And that's where we've seen two of the home runs here. So Rafters still lead 3-0, an 0-2 count on Yule. Graham fires in the 0-2, swinging a ground ball that bounces on a one-hop bounce. Tagana fields it in the glove and throws it at first for an easy out. So that's a three-up and three-down inning once again for the Rafters as we head to the top of the third. They still lead 3-0. We'll be back in a moment.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
To the top of the third we go. Rafters 3, Rockers 0. As Jack Basir is set to lead off. Basir, Bobo, and Broussard are due up here in this inning. So Basir, who walked on his last at-bat, was able to get home from a Bobo home run, who's standing on deck right now. So Jack Basir leading the team in batting average, batting a .343, 10 RBIs in the Pepperdine product from Pleasanton, California. Dossett fires in and finds a strike. Cooper Dossett, the rising sophomore, 1-1 record. Gonna make that 2-1 today. The 0-1 popped away out on the first base side, and that skims the wall and hits Bobo. Bobo looks to be okay. He's smiling on that. No balls and two strikes. Basir down in the count early. The 0-2. Breaking ball just outside of the zone for a ball. 1-2. 1-2 count. Jack Basir, 7 games straight with at least a hit. He has been red hot at the plate. The 1-2 way upstairs and out of the zone for a ball. 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2-2 count. Dossett fires in the 2-2 and just below the zone for a ball. So Basir has done well to be disciplined up at the plate. A full count with nobody down. The 3-2 swing and a ball that's whipped out on the right field side out of play. That hit off the grandstand and bounced back in. So count runs full at 3-2. Nobody down, top of the third. The kick, the 3-2. Swinging a shallow ground ball that bounces over Dossett. The field in the glove from the shortstop. Kelly, the throw to first, is on time just before Basir got there. So one down as this brings up the man who hit a 3-run shot on his last appearance up at the plate, Brendan Bobo. Is due up. So Bobo, the left-hander, batting a .192. 5 RBIs. Struck out 6 times as Dossett fires in and finds the right edge of the zone for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike. Dossett kicks, winds, and fires the 0-1 way upstairs above the head of Holman. A wild pitch in the back netting for a ball. 1-1. So Bobo, the Cal State Fullerton guy, team MVP last season for the Rafters in his second summer in Wisconsin Rapids. Batted at .298. As the 1-1 comes in, Bobo fouls it off out on the left side. He had 61 hits, 56 RBIs as well. Led the league in home runs with 17. And so far, a home run in each of his last 2 games. 1-2 count with 1 down. Dossett rifles in the 1-2. Swing and a miss on the outside. Bobo just a little bit late for strike number 3. And that sends Bobo down swinging, but he's 1-for-2 today. So 2 down for the Rockers. Top of the third. This brings up Garrett Broussard, who was able to get a double on his last at-bat. So Broussard is due up. Batting a .146. The first pitch comes in and clips the right edge of the zone for a strike. 0-1. So a ground out from Basir and a strikeout from Bobo puts 2 outs. The 0-1 swinging a fly ball that's popped away out on the right field side. The first baseman, Mateo Matthews, reaches out and makes the grab for the third out. So a 3 up and 3 down inning for the Rockers as we head to the bottom of the first here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Apple pie, fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your business benefit from reaching hundreds of thousands of radio listeners? Show your American pride by helping sponsor radio promos, celebrating Independence Day, listing city fireworks displays, and honoring military veterans. If your business would like to be involved, email your name and phone number to info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
To the bottom of the third we go. Rafters 3, Rockers 0. So Kalen Graham still on the mound, and this brings up the man who just got the flyout, Mateo Matthews, the first baseman. So out of Wagner College and the rising junior from Chino, California, batting a 255. Two home runs and 11 RBIs. So he plays his collegiate ball with the very own second baseman for the Raptors, Chris Conniff, as the check swing comes in for a strike. Graham ahead of the count, 0-1. So both three up and three down innings, six straight outs for the Raptors. Four flyouts and two groundouts as first pitch swing and a ball comes on the right side. 0-2 count. No balls, two strikes. Kalen Graham looks in. Not recorded a strikeout, but has had six straight outs. Graham fires in the 0-2, swinging a shallow bouncer over the shortstop, Broussard, fields it in the glove. The throw across the diamond is on time for one down. An easy play there for Garrett Broussard. He has all the time in the world and makes an easy out. Rockers are in the third inning. They haven't even gone through their order yet as Blake Wilson is due up. Plays his collegiate ball for Kansas State with Jackson Wentworth for the Raptors. A rising junior from Parker, Colorado. Batting a 200. As Graham fires in and Wilson backs away on the left side for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike. One down, bottom three, as Graham fires in the 0-1 and sees the zone for a strike. 0-2, no balls, two strikes. Rockers still yet to record a hit. Raptors infield has been on top of it. The 0-2, check swing comes in for strike number three in the first strikeout of the game from the North Central Texas College product, Kalen Graham, with two down. So bottom of the order, Austin Folly is due up. He also plays his collegiate ball for the University of Kentucky with Kendall Ewell, rising sophomore from Lake Worth, Florida. He's making his debut, and the first pitch comes in for a strike. Austin Folly, well, he's had one at-bat prior to this, as once again, Graham, upper edge of the zone, 4-1. Rising sophomore, a Florida native, only had one at-bat prior to today, as the 1-1 comes down low and clips the right edge of the zone for a strike, 1-2. Two down, Rafters looking for another three up and three down inning. The 1-2, swinging a bouncer that stays fair, that pulls away out on the left field side on the third baseline. But it was a bouncer that stayed fair for about 3 seconds, but just pulled away. So 1-2 count. Two down, bottom three. There's the 1-2, swing and a miss upstairs for strike number three. Back-to-back strikeouts from Kalen Graham, and another three up and three down inning. The Rafters retire the side as we head to the top of the fourth here on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the fourth we go as the Rafters lead 3-0. Jack Gervich is due up. Gervich, Hugo, and Conniff are set to bat here in this inning. So Gervich, who flew out on his last at bat, and the University of San Diego product batting a .286, leads the team in home runs with 4 and 14 RBIs, which also leads the team as well. As first pitch comes in from Dossett, swinging a ground ball that stays fair on the first baseline. Mateo Matthews fields it and steps on first for one down. So Logan Hugo set to be up. The Eastern Michigan products 0 for 1 today as he flew out on his last at bat, batting a .204. He had a big day yesterday. He was able to get a hit, and it was much needed to see his confidence, because the start of the year he struggled out of the plate, but being back in the lineup has given him some confidence, and he's a very good outfielder as well. So no Ty Johnson in the lineup today, which allows Hugo to be at center field. So a 1-0 count. Dossett fires in the 1-0, swinging a ground ball that goes right into the glove of Dossett, runs over to first, underhands it into the glove of Matthews for two down.
The Press Times is the official newspaper of your Green Bay Rapids, always local.
So Chris Conniff also flew out on his last at bat, is due up. So two down here at top of the fourth. The difference has been Brendan Bobo, a 3-run shot in the top of the first. That's all she wrote so far as Konop swings and flies a ball in between second and third. Bounces on to the left fielder of West, and Konop will take first. So Konop getting the Raptors' third hit of the game, and much needed for him. He struggled up at the plate for a bit. Konop and Matthews, two college teammates, pushing each other at first base, and they know each other pretty well. So they're having some words right now. So Konop stands at first. This brings up Hogan Holigso, who was hit by pitch on his last at-bat, was able to take first as first pitch is a curveball way down in the zone for a ball. So Konop stands at first. Dossett fires in the 1-0, swinging a ground ball that goes in between first and second. Dive out from Wilson, not able to throw it in time. And Konop stands at second, and Gallison at first. So the fourth hit of the game for the Raptors, back-to-back hits, and this time it's Hogan Holigso. Jorge Degani is due up. Was able to get on first after a fielder's choice, which threw out Holigso at second. So two on for the Raptors. Konop at second. Holigso stands at first. Degani fouls a ball backside. 0-1. So first base coach Josh Nikoloff, who was brought into the team yesterday. Third base coach Orlando Rodriguez. Dossett looks at second. The 0-1 comes in as Degani pops the ball away out on the third base line. 0-2. So two on for the Raptors. Two outs. Top of the fourth. Dossett. Look over at second. The 0-2 comes upstairs for a ball, 1-2. Jorge Degani playing for Indiana in the Big Ten. They had a great year. The Hoosiers did. They won the Big Ten. 1-2 count. Comes down low for a ball, 2-2. So Degani, discipline up at the plate. The count runs. Deuces across the board, 2-2 with two down, and two runners on. Holigso at first has a big leadoff in runner, in running position. Konop at second, 2-2, swing and a miss. Got him on the upstairs edge for strike three, but a decent inning for the Raptors. They get two hits, but no runs. They still lead 3-0 as we head to the bottom of the fourth here on WFHR.
Sports injuries are increasingly common for high school and college athletes, weekend warriors, and elite pros. Knees, shoulders, and elbows are complex structures. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features skilled board-certified orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists willing and able to get you back in the action. They also offer in-house physical and occupational therapy, which may be all you need for the most effective solutions for relieving pain and restoring lives right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Contact WROInstitute.com or call 424-1881.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
To the bottom of the fourth we go as the Raptors lead 3-0. Kalen Graham still on the mound. As we return to the top of the order for the Rockers, Cooper Kelly, who flew out to Hugo at center, is due up